from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College football, we just had week one.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are now, I guess you could say, I'm going to say we're in the thick of the season because we're in the thick of the start
time.
Of it, right?
It's go time.
It is go time.
Yep.
Dogs toppled Clemson 34-3,
mm-hmm.
I think was the final score. Mm-hmm. Your reaction to, I guess, a dominating, you know, performance towards, they had to pick things up, right?
I was surprised. Everybody makes so many comments. I was really surprised at the difference in team speed, to be honest with you.
Okay.
And with
From
Georgia.
The start of the game?
No, not the start of the game. Okay. And listen, college don't have preseason, so it takes a while, and you still kind of don't know who you are. I think the Georgia fans in the first half are like, we're going 7-5, you know, and I made a tweet and I said the second half, they want the 85 Bears on Monday Night Football now, you know. So it takes a while, but I think as the game went on, I was surprised at the team speed, the difference, in my opinion, from Georgia to Clemson. And you can talk about a million things about portal and all that. What Clemson has 1-85 is not what they have had in the past. It doesn't mean they can't win a lot of games, but to beat a Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State, you know, one of those teams, in my opinion, they're distancing themselves.
Well, one of the things we talked about earlier in the week, Rusty, was what's the best win of the season so far? And I think you can make a case for a number of games. And we talked, obviously, about USC having a big win, Miami getting a big win. I thought, actually, the most impressive team for me, just win-wise, I'm not talking about they're going to win a national title, but Notre Dame going into College Station.
Yes.
Massive win. I think that's the best. To me, that's the best win of the season so far.
And finishing that off in the fourth quarter. You know what I mean? Like, you love that as a head coach. You probably think, you know what? My team was in better shape. We took that game over in a crazy environment. I think the thing that impressed me was USC on defense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I wasn't concerned about, them being able to score. In the future, but for them to go into the league they're going into, how fast they were on two teams on defense.
And they fired their coordinator
coordinator. I think two teams on defense, man. Miami, everybody wants to talk about Cam Ward, but Miami on defense, Tyler Barron, the guy they got in Tennessee, they will get after you. They will get after you.
Yeah, the Graham Mertz.
Yeah,
you know, I watched that
He's
game.
He's been in his fields,
I know, man.
He already has quit on the season.
I heard that.
He's so
excited about NFL.
That
you said the season's over.
Well, it does. I mean, yeah. Did you not watch the game? I mean, the game was brutal.
Yeah.
So you quit on the.
But the biggest, one of the bigger issues for me is, other than Trey Wilson, I didn't see a receiver on Florida that could run open. And I don't know how much DJ Lagway does to help you there. Yeah. I mean, he can move with the ball, but. Rusty, if that's the product Billy Napier puts out, he ain't making it that November.
What concerns you if you're a Florida and a Clemson fan is, who are those guys? Trey Wilson's that dude, no question about it, but who else is around him? You look at Clemson, who scares you offensively for Clemson? Like, where do you get concerns there? I mean, Phil Moffitt's a good running back, but where do you get concerns there? You take Trey Wilson out of Florida, where do you get concerns? DJ Lagway, I'm telling you right now, I don't care what happens now, this kid's a freaking baller. You know what I mean? And they're going to play him, and they should play him. And I heard you talking about Graham Mertz, and it just happens. Jacob Eason did everything right at Georgia. He rolled his ankle, and he never got it back. He never got it back because Jake Fromm got his opportunity, took it over. I think this is what's going to happen with Lagway, but who are the playmakers?
So you don't think, just to clarify, you don't think that either Napier will or can go back to Mertz at any point? He has to ride out with Lagway.
I don't know that he cannot go back to Mertz, but he has to have the Florida fan base know we did everything and every opportunity to see if Lagway was ready, because he is the future. We know what the schedule is. Florida fans know what the schedule is. Listen, you got to hang your hat on something. And if Lagway can play well, you can say, you know what? I can work with this guy. This is our guy. This is the guy I recruited, and this is the guy that can change us. So we'll see. I want to mention Florida State, and I love Sandy to death, but
you're about to be disrespectful.
I mean, when you look at Florida State offensive line and defensive line,
it's not good.
They don't have any dudes.
It's not good.
Florida State, they don't have anybody on the offensive line or defensive line, in my opinion, that would start at Georgia, Alabama right now.
It's not good.
Not a single guy. Like, I can't believe, but they got pushed. Boston College mauled them. They mauled them. I mean, if that game would have been played in Boston College, because Boston College started cramping up, then dudes were going down all over. If they play that in a cooler environment, I don't know, they don't beat them worse.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that.
Georgia Tech, Brent Key. Yep. And I know it was against my alma mater, unfortunately, Georgia State.
Yep.
But what Georgia Tech's doing this season, after toppling Florida State in Ireland, and then taking care of business against
They stress
school,
you with Haynes King. They got guys. Buster Faulkner can dial it up. They're playing harder. This is a very interesting game because we talk about the wins that Georgia Tech has had the last couple of years. We've also talked about those losses they shouldn't have had. This is a game, you go to Syracuse, and you're the better football team. You're a 7.5-point favorite. You got a new head coach up there, Fran Brown, who's trying to bring in a new system. He's got a bunch of transfers he's trying to mold in. I believe Georgia Tech goes up there and handles business, but you want to see them do this on the road and win games they're supposed to. If they go up there and win this game by 14 points, 21 points, you know that Georgia Tech is who everybody thinks they are.
And then quickly on Georgia State, on my school, because I know you guys were out
there. I'm perfectly fine with Dale McGee. Okay. I mean, I think Dale McGee is doing a great job. They're recruiting well, had a lot of turnover. They showed some fight. I think Georgia State's going to be fine. And they're recruiting really good now.
Yeah. You know what's funny, Rusty, is I'm looking down the list, and the question I was going to ask is, you know, what's the best matchup this weekend? Not like, you know, top 10 or whatever. I know you got the Michigan game and everything else going on, but like what will actually be the best game? I'm still getting accustomed to some of these teams actually being in the same conference.
How about that?
Right? I'm looking it up and down going, they're in the same conference. Yeah. You got Arkansas, Oklahoma State. Obviously, like I mentioned, Texas, Michigan. I mean, there's some big ones out there.
Colorado and Nebraska.
Iowa State, Iowa is always a good game.
Colorado, Nebraska is a game I'm watching.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, tell me about it.
Dylan Raiola, freshman out of Buford, had a good start. Then you got Shedeur Sanders. Can they protect him? Because I'm telling you right now, that guy, his arm, when you watch him in person, just watch his throws, how good an arm he has. I mean, Travis Hunter bails you out every now and then, but can they protect him? And Nebraska is going to get after him this weekend in Lincoln. That's a huge game. I'm very interested in both of those quarterbacks and how they play this weekend. I love a sneaky game, kind of. Tennessee at NC State at night.
Yes.
At night.
Yes.
New quarterback. NC State didn't play well last week, so we'll see how they go.
All right, I'm looking at, you know, Notre Dame. I thought what they did going to Texas A&M, Riley Leonard was up and down, but they were impressive in the trenches. They kind of dominated. They were roughed them up a little bit.
Yep.
I'm looking at Notre Dame's schedule, and other than Georgia Tech at MBS,
How about
in USC? I don't know where they get. I don't know where they're in trouble at all.
How big a game is that now? When you start thinking, because I think Notre Dame, everybody nationally said if Notre Dame comes out of College Station with a win, they are a serious threat for the playoffs. Let me tell you something. They're coming to Mercedes-Benz to play Georgia Tech now. That's down the line, obviously, but you start talking about a big game, another big game in this city of Atlanta, that's one you mark down later on because Notre Dame at Georgia Tech, they're going to tell them what's going to be on the line and where either team would be ranked at that point.
Well, Freddie the Falcon likes Navy against Notre Dame. No. Georgia Tech? He likes Georgia Tech. My bad.
I was about to say, man.
His fingers
are
a
rough
little
week
big,
downtown.
And we were looking at the schedule together, and that's on me. That's not on Freddie.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer in your home today and start packing. Rusty, thank you for joining us.
The best, dude.
We got Kirby Smart at 9:20 today, so we'll see what coach speak he's got about Tennessee Tech. See if we can round him about the Golden Eagles and how tough they'll be.
All right, tune in for that when Rusty is on the Steakhouse. That's after we're done here. By the way, the winner of those Atlanta United tickets to see Inter Miami on Wednesday, September 18th, is Cameron Brooks. So congratulations to you, Cameron. Day-Day, do you know where Cameron is from? In case there's two Cameron Brooks out there, just in case. All right, well,
it's not like
you know who you are.
Not like Mike Johnson.
You're the Cameron Brooks that called in. Congratulations.
Okay? All right, congrats to Cameron Brooks. You know who you are on winning those tickets. We have a Life of Squid coming up.
Yeah, a Hall of Famer, future Hall of Famer, has joined Instagram. And what world record could be set Sunday at Mercedes-Benz Stadium? Next on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and...
Yeah.
That's right.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Did you know you can listen to The Game on any smart-enabled device?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.